On Friday, November 8th, this community, along with the larger community, gathered to celebrate the funeral of Patrick Vitek, the 13-year-old boy that was killed on his way to school on his bicycle as he was crossing Diffley. Yesterday, the community of St. John Newman gathered for the funeral of a young woman, Paige Bullis, who was a senior at Creighton Durham Hall. And as a result of probably complications from diabetes, she died suddenly in her sleep. Paige's brother, Blake, a seventh grader at our school, Faithful Shepherd Catholic School, not only was the brother or the brother of Paige, but also was Patrick Vitek's good friend and brought forth the gifts at Patrick's funeral. None of these are earthquakes. None of these are floods. None of these are famines. But they are the tragedies, and they are what it is that has caused chaos in a number of people's lives. But Jesus reminds us in the gospel that the tragedies and chaos do not have the final word. That God is the final word. And Jesus reminds us in the gospel that we and everyone is given what they need to deal with the tragedies and the chaoses and the struggles in life. God has the last word. Good has the last word. And the good was this community of St. Thomas Becket, when before that funeral on November 8th, and during that the goodness was shown. It was the community of St. John Newman who showed the goodness in the presence of God for that funeral for Paige. And it was the community of Faithful Shepherd Catholic School who gathered last Sunday night with Blake and his family to spontaneously do a prayer service for the Bullis family. Whether you were a part of any of those, you have been part of moments and times in people's lives when tragedy, chaos, struggle, confusion, worry, and doubt have been part of their life. And you have been that God present in the lives of those people. For Christianity calls us to love, share, forgive, to include, to speak the truth, to listen, to learn, to rejoice, to have compassion, to go the extra mile, to lend a hand. Jesus lived those out. And as followers of Jesus, he is inviting us to be mindful that that is how we are to live out in the moments of the tragedies and chaos and worries and struggles and doubts that come to our life. Because Jesus in the gospel tonight reminds us, this is who he is. Keep faith in me. Do not be terrified. These things are not the end. We will be given the words that we need to deal with these things in our life. He is reminding us the faithfulness of himself and the faithfulness of God in our lives. The gospel is not about some prediction of the end of the world or when all things will collapse. No one knows that date. No one knows that time, and no one knows how that's going to happen except God. And I have yet to find anyone who stands and says, I'm God, and I know the time and the day. But what Jesus is promising, that at that time, but in every single day of our life, God is there. God is present. And God will be there for us as Jesus is there for us. That God and that presence lives within each of us. And in all the ways that we can, we acknowledge and we build up that relationship and that connection with our God and with Christ. In prayer, in lending a hand, in compassion, in forgiveness, in sharing, in all the ways that we build that within ourselves. And in building it in ourselves, then in our communities, in our parishes, in our families, in our schools, in our workplaces, in all the ways that we can, we bring that powerful presence into the lives of another. And though Jesus said the temple will be destroyed, he was referring to that temple that's in the Holy Land, but it's that temple that, though it was destroyed, is a place of prayer for the Jewish people to this day. We will not be destroyed. We will continue to build ourselves to be that body of Christ. And so for our prayer this week, where is it within yourself, within the temple that you are, the place where God dwells, the place where Christ is? How is it you need God and Christ to be for you a reassurance on whatever it is you're dealing with? And then where will each of us be called this week to be that God presence, to be that Christ presence in the lives of someone else who's struggling within themselves? Let's be that for one another. We take that into our prayer for the week.